evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Tonight's Intermountain Classics is a special tribute to two special music events taking place in the North State this summer. In the first hour, we will highlight music performed at the final concert of this year's Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival. The concert features works both performed and composed by Bay Area violinist Elisa Rose, as well as a premiere performance of a piano trio composed by Rose and commissioned by Reading resident Michael Kogan. In the second hour of the program, we will hear two new works recently performed at the Brit Festival in Jacksonville, Oregon, both composed by contemporary American composers. We will hear Natural History, a work written to help commemorate the 100th anniversary of the National Park System and first performed at Crater Lake National Park, and followed by The Anthology of Fantastic Zoology by Mason Bates. This is really going to be an exciting program, so stay tuned tonight and every Saturday night for your favorite classical music right here on KKRN. And be sure to check the Intermountain Classics page on Facebook for new programs and updates, and like us if you enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Tonight, I am happy to present a special tribute to a very talented young musician, Elisa Rose of San Francisco. Elisa is part of the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival, which has been presenting free chamber music concerts in the North State for the past 6 years. Through the efforts of founder and artistic director Ian Scarf, we have enjoyed high-quality chamber music concerts every summer, thanks to this wonderful festival. As a special bonus this year, local resident Michael Kogan has commissioned a new work, Piano Trio for Luisa, which will be presented at this final concert this evening here in Reading. Well, we've just heard a lovely performance of Four Preludes for Violin and Piano by Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich, as performed by Elisa Rose and pianist Amy Zanrosso. Both musicians are featured and will be performing at tonight's concert. The word dumpki is a term introduced into Slavic languages from the Ukrainian and refers to epic ballads, specifically a song or lament of captive people. During the 19th century, composers from other Slavic countries began using the word as a classical form used to indicate a brooding, introspective composition with cheerful sections interspersed within. Dvorak used the word in several of his compositions, including the piano trio we are about to hear. And now, here are the Trinity Alps chamber music players performing three movements from Antonin Dvorak's Piano Trio No. 4, the Dumpki Trio. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your listener-supported community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. We've been listening to the Trinity Elves Chamber Music Players in three movements from Dvorak's Dumpke Trio. Fiddler and violinist, composer and improviser Alisa Rose is a modern musician who easily navigates between many musical styles. With roots in classical music as well as American traditional music, she attracts attention for her expressive lyrical voice on the violin. She is a member of the genre-bending Real Vocal String Quartet, a San Francisco-based vocal ensemble and string quartet that performs original music and arrangements broadly influenced by folk, world music, and pop. We now hear her performing several of her caprices and pizzicato pieces. Pizzicato piece number 1, percussion caprice, pizzicato piece number 2, fiddle caprice, and finally, pizzicato piece number 3. We've been listening to some selections by violinist and bluegrass fiddler Elisa Rose, with a selection of her caprices and pizzicato pieces. And now, to conclude this first hour of Intermountain Classics, here are two pieces by Elisa Rose: Elephant Dreams, featuring the Real Vocal String Quartet, and Land's End, a work for solo cello written by Elisa Rose and performed by cellist Hannah Adario Berry. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. The second hour of our program includes some very new compositions composed within the past year, including Natural History by Michael Gordon, written to commemorate the 100th birthday of the National Park System, and an anthology of fantastic zoology by Mason Bates.